And good afternoon, and welcome to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State and Graceland University getting ready to go at it this afternoon in the home opener for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, a regular season opener as well. This Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team coming off an exhibition loss to the Missouri Tigers, while the Graceland Yellow Jackets have three games under their belt. They come in with a 2-1 record. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm Sean Coffey. And Matt, as you take a look at this Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, coming off, I think, a very respectable showing against a very good team in the Missouri Tigers in their exhibition.
Yeah, I really think once they shook off kind of the butterflies and the atmosphere and everything like that, they started playing a bit better basketball. Took a little bit longer, I think, than maybe the coaches wanted to see them to shake off of those nerves and things like that, but really, once they got into the second half, they played much more solid. They played more confident, played better defense, and, you know, we just saw them be a bit more aggressive, especially on the offensive end, and I think that really turned around their ability to score once they started playing more aggressive.
So the team coming off a very good season a year ago, a team that made it to the NCAA Division II playoffs, an opening round loss in that down in Texas, but it's a team that made some great strides last year, shared the conference title, and just really put together a fine season to build on coming into this year.
And several key parts of that team back for this year as well, which is big. Of course, replacing Jake Reinders inside, it looks like it might take a couple, two, three bodies to do that, which is expected because Reinders had an absolutely tremendous season last year for Northwest. But I think the guys that they are going to use to replace Reinders inside could potentially have big seasons.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And even in that exhibition, Kyle Schlake had a very good game, Grant Kozad coming off the bench. And you look to see Dylan Starzl step it up even more as he comes into this season as a junior.
Well, I think those guys, all three of them, probably could have seen more minutes, and maybe even at the beginning of the year last year, the coaches expected those guys to see more minutes, but Jake Reinders just came on and played so well. How do you take minutes away from that guy? And he continued to play well throughout the season, so he got the bulk of the minutes, and that meant maybe fewer minutes for some of these guys, but they're going to have their time this year to shine, and they'll have an opportunity to do that starting right here from the start.
Again, Northwest Missouri State and Graceland going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more for you on our pregame from Bearcat Arena right after this time out on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Forget about the crowds.
Okay, Tara, you need to skip and go.
The size of the school.
School.
And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Graceland University, going through their pregame warm-ups. And, Matt, we'll hear a little bit about this from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. But one of the things when you go up against an NAIA school early in the season is the fact NAIA schools like Graceland, they've had some games under their belt already.
Well, and that actually kind of is a good thing because that means they're going to have a little bit more to bring to the table. And, you know, usually NAIA schools are overmatched when they go against Northwest, just like Northwest was overmatched when they went against the University of Missouri. But the difference is in that University of Missouri matchup, it was the first time Northwest really had been on a game floor as well. So for the NAIA school to have a few games under their belts, that's something that honestly can help Northwest, because that means you're probably going to see a little bit better basketball. I mean, obviously it's not a full season's worth, but there's something to be said about game action in terms of playing better against an opponent.
And it's Northwest and Graceland University. When we come back, we'll have more, including an interview with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at
660-562-1248. 1997 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Nate Blackford, a Maryville native, says going to Northwest was a good fit for him and says being active in campus organizations was an important part of his college experience.
Probably first and foremost was Fellowship for Christian Athletes. Had an opportunity to spend really all 4 years I was in school. I was in FCA and found that to be not only certainly an avenue for growing my personal faith, but met a lot of friends and acquaintances through that that I now count as dear friends as an adult.
Blackford says he benefited from the internship opportunities that were available to him while attending classes at Northwest.
I was fortunate enough to have an opportunity to do an internship at Cerner Corporation. Also did one at Children's Mercy Hospital while I was on campus, and then was able to leverage that into a full-time opportunity at Cerner. I spent the first 8 or 9 years of my career in Kansas City at Cerner Corporation.
Blackford was able to come back to Northwest in an administrative position before recently accepting an offer from the Northwest Medical Center in Albany to serve as Vice President of Finance and Human Resources.
It's a great opportunity. I've always obviously been a big fan of Maryville and still have family here, of course, and it was great to have the opportunity to come back and not only live in the community but serve in a meaningful professional environment, both at the university and now at the hospital.
1997 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Nate Blackford.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame as we're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, time to get out there and get ready to go for real here today.
Yeah, you know, we're excited to, compete against somebody in a different uniform and see if we can carry over some of the things we've done in practice to a game-type setting and especially at home. We're very excited for our contest today.
What are some of the things since the exhibition of Missouri that you've been working on that you like as far as the improvement the team's made since then?
Well, moving the basketball, but not only moving it, but shortening passes so that we can take care of it a little bit better. I didn't think we did a good job of taking care of it at Missouri, and I didn't think we did a good job of going inside. And we really stressed that these last few days, and hopefully that'll change today.
Is that one of the things that an exhibition like that can do to be able to maybe impress upon the team some of the things you've been trying to tell them in practice and then show them in an actual game setting where you can, since that point, work on those things?
Yeah, those games really expose some things, and, hopefully tonight we'll get exposed on some things as well so we can continue to improve so that, once we get Division II games that count towards the regional and in our conference games, we need to make sure that we're at our best, and these games help us.
Face a Graceland team that's coming in with a 2-1 record. They've already had three games under their belt up to this point. How much of a factor does that play when they've had some actual game experience when you go up against a team like Graceland?
That's a big factor because they've been practicing since I think October 1. And, they probably have multiple scrimmages within there and then obviously three games under their belt. So NAI has got a real, big advantage in that, you know, they can practice all the way to till October 1st, too. They have a certain amount of hours. So they're going to be far along offensively in particular, and we're going to have our hands full defensively being able to guard them.
What are some of the things when you match up with Grayson that you want to watch for today?
Well, we're going to have to go inside, but, you know, as far as them, they kind of just are real random and sporadic with their offense, meaning, you know, one guy will have 15 one game and then another guy will have 15 the next. They don't really have a go-to, even though they have a leading scorer. And so that's difficult to guard because you really don't know who to take away. Defensively, we're going to have to – they play extremely hard. We're going to have to go inside against them.
Now, as much as anything in a game like this where you want to go out, kind of take away some of the strengths that maybe Grayson has, but as much as anything, just going out and trying to execute the things that you've been wanting to work on to get ready for this season?
Yeah, that's, you know, if we can execute, you know, our transition defense or rebounding or keeping our turnovers down, the things that you can control, you know, I'll be satisfied. I think the result will take care of itself if we do those things.
All right, well, Coach, good luck today.
Thanks a lot, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Dr. Stephen Town, professor of music at Northwest Missouri State University, is the author of a new book titled An Imperishable Heritage, British Choral Music from Perry to Dyson, which surveys the choral orchestral music of the English musical Renaissance. The book is the culmination of nearly a decade of research and writing by Town, who also conducts Northwest Tower Choir. Town had finished reading a paper at a conference at Charterhouse in 2000 when a commissioning editor from Ashgate Publishing attending the lecture approached him with the idea of writing a book about Vaughan Williams.
From that point then I started doing a lot of the archival work because the it involves autograph manuscripts of these pieces. So it meant that I had to go to the British Library or the Bodleian Library at Oxford or the Royal College of Music Library to look at the manuscripts.
Town said he was inspired to begin the project after he was selected in 1993 as a recipient of the prestigious Ralph Vaughan Williams Research Fellowship, which is given to North American scholar by the Cartusian Trust of England. Town lived in Charterhouse, the school Ralph Vaughan Williams attended as a boy.
Although the chapters in this book involve six composers, two compositions apiece of those composers, my interest in Vaughan Williams led me to ask questions about the composers who went before him and the composers that came after him. So that's kind of how I arrived at those composers. So I'm looking at, in the book, Hubert Parry and Charles Stanford. They're looked upon in England as having started a new renaissance of English music, and then Vaughan Williams was a student of theirs.
A come-and-go celebration of Dr. Town's book publication is planned for 5 to 7 p.m. on Monday, September 24th at the Northwest Alumni House. I'm Christian Grady reporting.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Graceland University. Let's check the liners. First of all, for Graceland, coming in with a 2-1 record. They're coached by Jeffrey Hamilton in his sixth year as the head coach of the Yellow Jackets. He'll be starting at one of the guard spots. Jake Doyle, a 6-foot junior out of Hastings, Iowa. He had 13 points in their matchup with AIB College of Business out of Des Moines. Also at a guard spot is Trey Patton, a 6-foot senior from Lafayette, Missouri. He had 19 points. It was 5-7 on three-pointers and their season opener with Waldorf. Along the front line at one of the forward spots, Austin Lilly, a 6'6 junior from Humble, Texas. He scored in double figures in two of the three games so far this season, 11 points against College of the Ozarks and 12 points against AIB. Also at a forward, Jamal Lawson, a 6'4 junior out of Lakeland, Florida. As he's coming off a 22-point performance and 10 rebounds against Waldorf. He had 10 points against College of the Ozarks and 15 against AIB. So double figures in all three of the games so far for Jamal Lawson at one of the forward spots. Also at a forward is Alex Roth, a 6'5 senior out of Heston, Kansas. He had 13 points and 8 rebounds against College of the Ozarks and then 11 points against AIB. Now for Northwest, a little bit of a different look in their lineup for today. Lyle Harris, a 6'1 freshman out of Columbia, Missouri, will be starting at one of the guard spots. He's a point guard from Hickman in Columbia. Also at a guard is Tyler Funk, a 6'3 junior from Kearney, Missouri. He played in 26 of 29 games a year ago, and he had a season high 5 points twice last season. Also at a guard, Matt Wallace, a 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska, played in 25 of 29 games last season, and he had 6 assists against Missouri earlier this season in that exhibition in Columbia. Inside, Kyle Schlake, a 6'10 junior from Firth, Nebraska, played in 14 of 29 games last season. He had 7 rebounds against Mizzou this year. And also inside, Dylan Starzold, the 6'8 junior from Kearney. Started 28 of 29 games a year ago and had 7 points and 3 rebounds against Mizzou. So that's the way the starting lineups look. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131 or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com. Kyra Mills, Director of Networks and Data Centers and Interim Director of Information Systems at Northwest Missouri State University, has announced her retirement. Her last day on campus will be Monday, November 12th, and her retirement is effective December 1st. Kyra Mills was named to the interim role in November 2011 after the retirement of former Vice President of Information Systems, Dr. John Rickman. Dr. Roger Von Halsen, the Director of Northwest Center of Information Technology and Education, will begin serving as interim Vice President.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We're just a few minutes away from tip-off time. Northwest and Graceland to start off the regular season for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome to today's matchup between the Graceland Yellow Jackets and your
the crowd, they're coming in for this regular season opener for the Northwest men, as they're under the direction of Ben McCollum in his fourth year as head coach of Northwest Missouri State. Graceland again under the direction of Jeffrey Hamilton in his sixth year as the head coach of the Yellow Jackets. Time now for our national anthem prior to tip-off time here at the Bearcat Arena as Bearcat men look to open up their regular season. National anthem prior to tip-off time between Northwest and Graceland. Matt Gorder, it's been a busy weekend on the Northwest campus with a lot of sporting activities. Things started Friday night with the Northwest women getting a win for head coach Mark Kellogg in his first game as head coach of the Bearcat program. Then yesterday afternoon, a tough one-point loss for the Northwest football team, losing to Missouri Western late in their ball game, 21-20. And then last night in volleyball action here at the Bearcat Arena, a tough loss for the Northwest volleyball team, losing in 5-2, the 13th-ranked team in the nation in Truman State.
Yeah, I tell you, real tough yesterday, losses yesterday. One, obviously, at Bearcat Stadium, with that being for a conference championship and with all that was on the line there. You know, we're about a half hour or so away from finding out whether or not or where the football team will be in the playoffs. If they're in the playoffs, most likely they are, but we'll get official announcement shortly. But, boy, it would have been great to see an upset on senior night for the volleyball team last night against 13th-ranked Truman. Took them five sets, just couldn't quite come out with the win, but a heck of an effort by the Bearcat volleyball team on senior night last night.
Yeah, the nice thing about for the volleyball team, regardless of the outcome last night, they're into the postseason tournament in volleyball.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing with both teams yesterday. You know, of course, football still waiting, but if you get into the postseason, everybody goes to 0-0, basically. You're playing with the same record. It doesn't really matter what you did through the regular season. It's nice to have a conference championship that you earned through the course of a regular season, but when it comes down to it, postseason play, it's basically an opportunity to restart, start over again, start fresh, start anew. So we'll see if those teams are able to take advantage.
And we'll be watching things pretty closely while we call the game here. We'll let you know as soon as we know as well as far as the postseason football action for the Bearcats.
Yep, and we should know that right as soon as the bracket pops up. We don't want to wait either. We're just as interested. So we'll definitely pass that information along ASAP.
Well, a bit of a different look for a home game for the Northwest men's basketball team, wearing what's normally their traveling and green uniforms here today.
Yeah, you don't see them too often. I mean, I like the green uniforms, but you don't see it too often here at Bearcat Arena, so maybe those fans that don't get a chance to travel all that much get a chance to see this look and see what we see on the road throughout the year.
Maybe the men's basketball team wants to change things up a little bit after watching the football team come out with some different looks from time to time.
Yeah, this it's definitely a little different than the lead color we saw yesterday on the Bearcat jerseys for yesterday's game.
And for Coach McCollum, changing things up a little bit with the starting lineup for today's game.
Yeah, and you know, that's something that's not a big surprise early on in the season. The good thing about something like that, what it tells me is you've got several guys that can potentially play.
And, of course, Deshaun Cooper is be up for a few games nursing a knee injury.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and he was kind of nursing that even before that Missouri game, but saw him try to go, and you could just tell after the game he was really sore. So may as well get him healed up as quick as you can, especially before you get too deep into conference play.
And we'll have at the center circle, Dylan Starzl to jump center. He'll jump it up against Jamal Lawson. And the tip is up, and it's controlled by Northwest. The Cats go from our left to our right here at Bearcat Arena. Kind of a new look for Matt Wallace as well. Out at the point guard, goes off the left side, finds Buck. Buck on the left wing, cross court right side for Wallace. Into the right corner for Alex Sullivan. Sullivan out front, cross court left for Wallace. Down the lane, jump stop in line, kicks it back right side. Sullivan open on the wing, a three is good. Sullivan had a good game against Missouri in double figures with 19 points against Mizzou, and he starts off where he left off down in Columbia, knocking down a three.
He was 5 of 9 from three-point range in that matchup.
Out to the top of the key for the Yellow Jackets is Doyle. Now out front for Lilly. The Yellow Jackets in their what is normally their home white uniforms with the yellow to gold type of numerals and the navy blue trim down the sides of their uniform. Out front right side, Trey Patton. Patton, a guy who lives up to his name, Trey. He's a good three-point shooter. Baseline right pass and a fadeaway jumper up and won't go by Lilly. Fight for the rebound and a foul as Alex Roth came down with the rebound. The foul will go on Dylan Starzl to pick up his first foul. Game just underway, 3-0 Northwest in front. The officials for today, Maryville native Terry Oglesby, along with Brad Ferry and Chance Moore. Off the left side on the inbound it goes. And with the left side, Roth in the lane. A jumper won't go. And the rebound at the free throw line pulled away by Starzl for Northwest. To Wallace, right side, Sullivan. Back to Wallace. Out front, top of the key, Starzl. Left side, Funk. Now to Sullivan, top of the key. Right side, Wallace. High post right for Starzl. Now back right side for Wallace at the man-to-man. Drives in the lane. Spins right side. Ball fake up with a shot from 10. Rattles around. Out. Rebound tip by Schlick. But it's controlled inside by Lilly for Graceland. On the break, into the left corner for Lawson. A long three in front of the Bearcat bench. Takes a high bounce off the rim and then drops down. Lawson knocks down the three, and it's a 3-3 ball game early on. Wallace into the front court, dribbles right side. His dribble nearly stolen and reaching in, almost coming away with it inside was Patton. They go low right for Schlake. Schlake back to Wallace right side. Now Wallace through the lane, left side in the corner for Funk, low left side for Starzl, kicks it out front left. Wallace, a three on the way off the front of the rim, long rebound out front, and is controlled by Patton for Graceland. On the fast break, left side down the lane, shot on the glass, won't go, taken by Roth, missed, rebound Starzl Northwest. Now to Sullivan, down the right sideline to the right wing. Hesitation drive to the baseline, kicks it left side Wallace, now out front Starzl, right side Funk to the right corner. Sullivan, a three on the way off the back of the rim, and the rebound pulled away by Patton for the Yellow Jackets. On the fast break, left side for Doyle. Doyle out front, looks right side Patton. On the right wing for Lilly. Top of the key, Lawson. Picked up by Sullivan. Dribbles right side, gets a pick, and stops. Takes a jumper from 18, too hard off the back of the rim. The rebound out front for Patton. They swing it left side. Into the left corner is Doyle. The three is good. Jake Doyle knocks down the three, and it's a 6-3 Graceland lead over Northwest early in this one. 17-10 left in the first half. Matt Wallace will walk across midcourt left side. Dribbles between the circles. Now right side. Bounce pass out front left for Starzl. Back to Wallace on the right. Bounce pass low right. Starzl. Starzl trying to post up. Dribbles in the lane. His dribble tipped, goes out of bounds. Patton gets a hand on it and knocks it out of bounds. It's a Patton so far has been a real pest on defense, both inside that time with Starzl and then earlier on a dribble by Wallace.
I tell you what, I really like guys who play defense like that, just hustle to make plays.
Wallace off the inbound, free throw line right, goes cross court left, Funk, low left for Schlake. Schlake out of double team, kicks it back left side, Funk through the lane, drives, tried to go low, stripped out of his hands, and I'm whistling a foul. This foul will go on Graceland's Jake Doyle, that's his first. Wallace to inbound, baseline left.
First personal, first team foul for Graceland.
Gets the inbound, Funk, for the left sideline, crossover dribble to the left baseline, runner on the way, too hard, and a foul. And this one to go against Graceland, and again, Jake Doyle will pick up the foul, that's his second.
The foul was on Austin.
This time, we get Tyler Funk to the free throw line, the 6'3 junior out of Kearney, Missouri. Another one of those guys, when we talked about Patton being kind of a pest, I think on Northwest side of things, Funk is kind of that player as well. Dives after loose balls, does a lot of the little things out there that helps a team win.
Well, one thing we see him do a lot, too, is frustrate opponents, and that's really key to those players that play that pesky style of defense is you can kind of get opponents into some cheap fouls by frustrating them just by playing hard.
Funk missed the first, hits the second free throw. It's a 6-4 game. Graceland in front of Northwest. Graceland with a 2-1 record on the year coming into this one. Patton across the timeline, being guarded by Sullivan. High post left for Lawson. Goes cross court right to Patton. Northwest playing some pressure man-to-man defense. Patton with a bounce pass on the pick and roll. Right side jot off the glass is good. A 15-footer put up and in off that right side by Alex Roth. Kind of a wide body there. A 6'5 senior out of Heston, Kansas. Makes it a 4-point lead for Graceland. Just over 16 minutes left in the first half. Down the lane right is Wallace. Kicks the right side for Funk. Funk on the right wing. Dribbles out near the scorer's table. Now between the circles. Looks left side, Sullivan. It's a screen by Schlake. Takes the jumper, and it's a three-pointer off the left side this time for Alex Sullivan. He's got six of the Bearcats' 7 points. It's a one-point game, Northwest trailing Graceland. Patton into the front court, left side, Lilly. Out to the top of the key, and a long three out front is good. Stepping up and knocking down that three was Austin Harper, who just came off the bench. Harper's been in double figures all three games for the Yellow Jackets, coming off the bench, and he extends Graceland's lead to 11-7. Wallace, front court left side, gets a pick by Starzl, takes it out front. On the pick and roll, Starzl in the lane, takes the pass from Wallace and lays it up and in. Dylan Starzl with his first bucket, Northwest down 11-9. Into the front court left side, Austin Lilly. Guarded by Slake out on the perimeter. Lilly, right-handed dribble, goes off the right side with it. On the right side, Doyle. Swing it left side for Lilly. Lilly with one dribble brings it out to the top of the key for Roth. Now right side, a fadeaway jumper is up and missed off that right. Taken and missed by Harper, and here comes Northwest on the fast break. Right side, Funk into the right corner for Sullivan. Long pass out front, Starzl. Left side for Wallace. Wallace into the left corner for Funk, drives the baseline, stripped out of his hands, and a whistle and a foul. This one to go on Graceland inside as Terry Oglesby makes the call. Foul on a Trey Patton, that's his first, and we got a timeout. Northwest Missouri State trailing Graceland 11-9 with 14:33 left in the first half. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest trailing Graceland 11-9. As Northwest will inbound baseline left following the timeout. And Matt, kind of what you might expect for a game where it's just the season opener for Northwest and Graceland with a few games under their belt early in this one.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, Graceland's playing solid basketball. You can tell that they've had a few games, but something I'm sure we'll see Northwest adjust to here shortly.
Inbound to Sullivan, drives the left baseline, misses the shot, and the rebound ripped away inside by Jamal Lawson, the 6'4 junior out of Lakeland, Florida. Alec goes to Patton, down the lane left side, as cut off, will bring it back out with the dribble, and finds Lawson, who will hand it right back to Patton, and the Graceland Yellow Jackets set up their offense. Patton picked up by Sullivan near the timeline, a long bounce pass to the right wing. Out front for Lawson. Lawson down the lane left, his dribble nearly stolen, now is stolen by Wallace. Wallace on a breakaway on a drive to the bucket, lays it up, blocked away from behind by Lawson, chased down by Patton for the Yellow Jacks, and a long pass the other way into the left corner for Harper. Drives, runner on the way, won't go, the rebound, ball fake up with a shot inside, and it is good as they got it inside, and it's knocked down by Isaiah Miller, who checked into the ball game. That's his first bucket, and it's a 13-9 game, Graceland in front of Northwest. Wallace between the circles, pulls up the dribble, right wing pass, finds Grant Cozad, back to Wallace, top of the key, pulls up, left side pass, finds Bryson Williams. Now a little left for Starzl, off the glass, good. Now off the low post, off the left side, Dylan Starzl knocks it down, and it's a 2-point game, Northwest trailing. On the left side, Lawson to the baseline, drives, goes left side, driving and putting it up and in is Max Francisco. He was trailing on the play, knocks it in, and it's a 15-11 lead for the Yellow Jackets. Across the timeline left, Wallace out top of the key, dribbles right, pulls up, top of the key, Cozad. Back right side for Wallace, bounce pass low right for Starzl, baseline, up with a shot and a foul. So seeing the Yellow Jackets try to double team every time the ball goes a low, and a foul coming up on Graceland this time. Max Francisco to pick it up, that's his first.
That's one thing that you try to do when you're giving up some size inside is you bring some help side over to try to make it tougher for the guys inside, and so far Northwest not playing too bad inside.
Stars are off the line, shooting two, first one rims out. One of the things that Coach McCollum wasn't pleased about in the exhibition with Mizzou was free throw shooting. He mentioned in the post game on that, one of the trends he's seen on his teams the last couple of years, they get off to a slow start on the season, free throw shooting, but by the end of the year, as good as anyone in the conference. The second free throw here rims around and out, and the rebound comes to Graceland. Four-point game, Northwest trailing, 12:48 left in the first half. Patton across the timeline, picked up by Williams. Pass to the right wing, off that right side, and they go into the right corner with it. On the dribble was Hadoff. Out front left side for Patton. Patton with the dribble. Spins on Williams to the top of the key. Free throw line left. Fadeaway jumper. Rims around. Out. And the rebound cleared away by Starzl. And the other goes to Connor Crocker. Now left side. Back to Cozad. Lays it up in as the Cats work the fast break. And it's a two-point game. Northwest down 15-13. Bounce pass. High post left side. Ball fake. By Francisco. Kicks it on the right side. On the dribble is Harper. Now Patton and passing to the left corner. Tipped by Wallace and then it ricochets off Graceland out of bounds. Wallace, a good job getting his hand on the ball and it goes off Trey Sadoff out of bounds.
Not much Sadoff could do there. That ball hit him in the side of the head on his way out of bounds.
Well, you always want to use your head, but maybe not that way.
It's tough to catch it with your ear.
Yes. 15-13. Northwest with a chance to tie it up. Just drift down. Driving is Wallace as he drives. Tried to come to a stop driving through the lane, and unfortunately he slid his pivot foot in the travel violation. Gives the ball back to Graceland. Trey Patton handling the point duties. Being pursued by Bryson Williams as he'll walk it across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Austin Harper. And now underneath, away from the ball, whistling a foul. Williams was trying to post up inside and will get called for an elbow, and that will be his first. Team second. And Graceland inbound, baseline right. Trey Patton, senior at Lampy, Missouri, to inbound. Gets the inbound into the right corner for Isaiah Miller. Out front, left side, Harper. Back right for Patton. Picked up by Bryson Williams. Out front with a pass for Sadoff. Left side for Harper, behind the back with the dribble. Now to Patton, out front, jumper from 17. Air ball, rebound tipped inside. Up for the shot, and a ball fake, and the follow-up, and a foul inside as they got it inside. And good job by Isaiah Miller, muscling up with the rebound, and then the bucket, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, that's just determination right there. Sticking with it, not getting frustrated, staying with the basketball. It stayed right in front of him the whole time. He grabbed a hold of it, went right back up with it, and able to get a three-point play opportunity.
Connor Kirker picking up the foul, the 6'2 freshman out of Overland Park, Kansas, for Northwest. Third team foul. And at the free throw line, and making a three-point trip down the floor, Isaiah Miller as he hits the free throw. Graceland in front, 18-13, with 11-11 left in the first half. Bryson Williams on the left side to the baseline. Goes cross-court right side. Kirker takes a jumper inside with that left hand, knocks it down. 18-15, Graceland in front of Northwest. Crossover dribble to the top of the key with that dribble by Harper. Has it left side to left baseline. Out of a double team. High post left. Finds Francisco. Misses the shot. And out front for Lawson to the top of the key. Sets up. Wants the three over at Williams and rattles it down. Jamal Lawson with 6 points coming on a couple of threes. 21-15, Graceland in front of Northwest. Graceland's done a good job answering every time Northwest comes down with a bucket. Sullivan out front, right side, Williams. Low right for Starzl, back out front, Williams, a three, rims out, rebound. Inside, pulled away by Miller for Graceland. On the fast break, Lawson to the right wing, pulls up a three on the way. Air ball, rebound, takes a bounce on the baseline, out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest.
That's the first miss from three-point range for Graceland. Now 4 of 5 from the field. Part of the reason they've been able to build up this lead.
21-15, Graceland in front of Northwest. Kyle Schlake back into the game for Northwest. Dylan Starzl getting his first breather. Connor Kricker across the timeline with the dribble. Out to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Out front, finds Schlake back to Kricker. Pulls up top of the key. The left side, Williams. On the left wing, Sullivan. Sets up. He'll take another three. Takes a bounce off the back of the rim. Fighting for the board. Whistle and a foul. Kosad was trying to fight for the long rebound out at the elbow off the right side. And then we'll pick up the foul. Trying to fight it there with Roth. And foul coming up on Kozad. That's his first foul.
Yeah, what happened there is he started to give up a little bit of ground on that long rebound. If he just stays steady on a good block out by Roth, he's probably able to come away with that long rebound and no foul.
21-15, Northwest trailing Graceland. Out to the top of the key is Lilly. Left side setup, puts up a three, and he knocks it down. His first bucket of the game, and a 24-15 Graceland lead over Northwest. Kirker to the top of the key. On the left side, for Sullivan, bounce pass, low left for Slate. And a double team up with a shot off the glass, good, and a foul. Strong move to the bucket inside by Kyle Schlake. And he's got a chance of a three-point trip down the floor this time. Jamal Lawson picks up the foul. That's his first 15th foul on Graceland. And we got a break in the action. 9:22 left in the first half. Graceland 24, Northwest 17. Back after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. R.G.O. Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University students are invited to register for the 4th Annual Bearcat Leadership Training Conference, January 25th and 26th. The free conference, this year's theme, YOLO, You Only Lead Once, features keynote speakers and a variety of leadership workshops. The conference is open to all Northwest students and organizational advisors interested in enhancing their leadership skills. Session topics will include time management, goal setting, finance, teamwork, and effective meetings. Conference sessions will be 4:30 to 9:30, Friday, January 27th.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest trailing Graceland 24-17. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, as you mentioned, Graceland really shooting it up from outside, especially on three-point opportunities.
Yeah, they're 5 of 6 from outside the arc, and that makes it a little bit easier to get a lead, an early lead, when you're shooting the basketball like that. They've done a tremendous job, and we'll see how long that lasts.
Northwest not shooting terrible from the field, 47% overall, 7 of 13, but when you look at the three-point opportunities there, Northwest just 2 of 6. At the free throw line, Schlake, who has fouled before the timeout, knocks down his free throw, so it's a three-point trip down the floor for Schlake as he went up with that shot being fouled and knocked in a low post area, sending him to the free throw line. 24-18, Northwest trails Graceland. Out front, Lawson looks on the right side. Patton with the left-handed dribble to the top of the key. Hesitation, free throw line, goes low left side for Lawson. Underneath the bucket, ball fake. Tries to pivot, goes into the right corner for Lilly. He takes a fadeaway jumper, rims around and out, and the rebound, Sullivan for Northwest. Dribbles down the right sideline from our left to our right to the right wing. Between the circle, Slake, left side, Kirker. Now to Williams. To Sullivan at top between the circles. Right side, Kirker on the wing. Behind the back with the dribble. Out front, high post for Slate. Cross court, left side, Sullivan. Left baseline for Williams. Drives, runner on the way, off the glass, good. Bryson Williams with his first bucket pulls Northwest to within 4. In the front court, off of the left side. On the left wing. With the dribble is Trey Sadoff. Inside the arc, low left for Lawson. Lawson, one dribble, jump stop into the lane. Up with a shot with the left hand. Grazes the front of the rim. Rebound from tips off of Schlake's fingertips. Picked up by Williams. Long pass down the right sideline to Kricker. Inside the arc on the right. Brings it out front. Williams. Dribbles between the circles. Finds Connor Kricker. The freshman to the top of the key. Left side, Sullivan. Left corner. Finds Williams. Shot clock's at 16. 7:49 left in the first half. Williams on the left wing. Gets a screen by Funk. Now to Sullivan, right side. Crooker on the right wing. With five on the shot clock. Out front, Sullivan. Through the lane. A runner on the way. Graces the rim. Rebound Patton inside for the Yellow Jackets. And Graceland on the break from our right to our left. Bounce pass low left in the blocks. Fadeaway jumper by Roth. Misses. Fight for the board. It's stripped out of Schlake's hands. It's picked up left side. Sat off with the jumper from 15. Won't go. The putback is good. And a foul as Lawson crashing the board. Tips it in. And we'll go to the free throw line.
Tell you what, we're just seeing great effort from Graceland. They're keeping after the basketball, getting after loose balls. Right there, it didn't look like he was in any position to get the rebound, but Lawson coming out of nowhere, not only getting the rebound, but the tip in and a chance for three.
Kyle Slake picks up the foul, his first. Fifth team foul on Northwest. Williams goes to the sideline and Starzl back in. Lawson now with 8 points. He knocked down a couple threes earlier, that time crashing the board, gets the tip in, and a chance at a three-point trip down the floor the traditional way, and does. Knocks down the free throw. A 7-point Graceland lead over Northwest. Wallace back into the game for the Cats. Dribbles to the right wing, into the right corner, Sullivan. Bounce pass low right for Starzl, out of the double team. Kicks it back out front for Sullivan. To the free throw line. Ball knocked out of his hand. Sullivan skies high, brings it down. Left corner, Wallace. Out front, bounce pass for Funk. Crossover dribble through the lane, and a foul. Reaching over and knocking the ball away was Austin Lilly. And that will be his first foul. And this gets Tyler Funk back to the free throw line. Tyler, one of two from the line so far. Northwest down by 7, 27-20, with 6:57 left in the first half. Free throw off the front of the rim. Second free throw, rims in. So Funk gets the second one to drop down. 27-21. Northwest trailing Graceland. Patton into the front court. Doing a good job with that point duty. Takes it across the timeline in front of the Bearcat bench. A long pass out front. And a three on the way. Rims around and out. That three by Lilly. Taking a miss and the rebound Northwest. Williams across the timeline. Looks right side Wallace. Wallace cross court left. Pass tipped away by Patton. Picked up by Crooker. Bounce pass right side Funk. To the baseline. Drives on Lilly. Cut off. Crooker on the right wing. Cross court left for Wallace. Wallace spins to the free throw line. Goes low right side for Starzl. Up with a shot. Off the glass and good. Strong move to the bucket by Dylan Starzl. He's got 6 points early on. Northwest trailing 27-23. 6:09 left in at the first half. Patton across the timeline between the circles. Looks right side. Bounce pass low right. Taking it in the right side. Doyle. They're going to go left side. Now Doyle with it. Hands off and a three. Out front by Roth. Won't go. Rebound and a foul as Lawson trying to reach over Wallace for the board off of a medium rebound out front. We'll pick up the foul and that will be his second foul.
Well, after missing just one of their first 6 3-point attempts, they've missed their last two, so maybe the cool down begins here for Graceland.
Roth will go to the sideline, and back into the game is Isaiah Miller and Matt Wallace to the line for the first time today. Wallace with a completely new look, with the dyed hair, kind of a burnt blonde kind of look with the beard as well. He's sported a few different looks in his career at Northwest. 27-23, Northwest Missouri State in front after Wallace misses the free throw. Off of the left side with the dribble. Patton, and his pass goes cross court and right past Isaiah Miller. Miller just didn't get his hands where he needed them to be to come up with that pass. It goes past him out of bounds.
Yeah, right between his legs. I think he anticipated the shot instead of the pass across the lane.
27-23, Graceland in front of Northwest. Down the lane, Wallace all the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. Great first step near the free throw line, and he was able to drive down the lane and have the easy layup. His first bucket of the game. Pulls Northwest to within two. They were down by seven. Right side, three. Rims around and out by Doyle. Rebound for Funk, and here comes Northwest. Sullivan. Down the right sideline, drives the line to the bucket, lays it up, misses it. The putback by Starzl is good. 8 points for Starzl and a timeout. Graceland with 5:03 left in the first half. This game is tied up. Nice little run by the Bearcats.
Yeah, and they're taking advantage of Graceland cooling down. We talked about one of the reasons Graceland was able to open up the early lead was that hot shooting from the outside. They've now missed three straight threes. They're going to continue to attempt those threes, and Northwest getting in position to get the rebounds, limit offensive rebounds on those three-point misses, and that allow you to make a little bit of a run like Northwest is right now.
And now an 8-3 run for the Bearcats. We're tied up at 27. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Cats coming out of the timeout with Sullivan, Funk, Williams, Wallace, and Starzl. And for Graceland, they come out of their break with Austin Harper on the floor, joined by Isaiah Miller, Jake Doyle, also Trey Patton, and Austin Lilly. Patton, very good point guard for Graceland, takes into the front court left side, guarded by Sullivan, goes between the circles. Funk now picks him up, free throw line left jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound, Starzl clears it out, and it's picked up by Wallace, pushing it at midcourt, and a foul. This one to come up on Graceland, and Austin Harper reaching in. That'll be Harper's first foul. And we also have a timeout. We're tied up at 27, Northwest and Graceland. 4:45 left in the first half. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest and Graceland tied up at 27, the season opener for the Bearcat men's basketball team. Graceland coming in with a 2-1 record. One of the areas where Northwest has improved upon in the past couple of minutes, rebounding. Still being out-rebounded 16-12 by Graceland, but last couple three trips down the floor, Northwest limiting Graceland to a one shot. Matt Wallace going to the free throw line. He's 0-1 from there this afternoon. 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska. Shooting a 1-1, the front end to the 1-1 good. And he now has 3 points on the day. And that gives Northwest the lead, 28-27. And the second free throw good. Now an 8-0 run for Northwest overall. As Wallace hits both free throws. Just over the last 2 minutes and 26 seconds. A 29-27 Northwest lead. Into the left corner, Lilly to the baseline. Cut off by Funk. Gets a left side for Harper. Harper bounce pass low left, Miller. Back to Harper inside the arc. A two rattles down as he took it just inside the arc. And he has 5 points in this first half. Sullivan driving the lane left side, banks it in from five. Sullivan now with 8 points. His first bucket outside of a three. Knocked down 2 threes early in the game. And then that time on a runner, banks it in. Northwest in front, 31-29. Top the key. Looks left side at Lilly. Taking the pass from Patton. Now out front, left Harper. Harper inside the arc, backs out. Brings it out between the circles. Chasing down near the timeline was Trey Patton. Guarded by Sullivan. Looks to go one-on-one with him down the lane right side. Leans in. Nice little ball fake and then a scoop layup. Good. I am really impressed with their point guard, Trey Patton. That's his first bucket of the ball game. Ties it up at 31. 3:29 left first half. Left side Sullivan open on the wing. Takes the pass from Wallace. Misses the three. Fight for the board by Starzl. Kicks it back out to Wallace at the top of the key. To the free throw line. Left side Sullivan. Sullivan, cross court right, Wallace. Out to Williams. Bounce pass low right in the blocks for Starzl. Out front Wallace. Left side Sullivan takes the jumper. A three from the left corner. Good. Alex Sullivan with the three. 11 points in the first half, giving Northwest a 34-31 lead. 3 minutes left in the half. On the right side, Harford pulls, looks out top of the key, Lilly. Left side, Patton on the wing. To the top of the key to the left, Harford scoops the pass to Patton. A long three in front of the Bearcat bench, rims out, rebound flunk for Northwest. He'll give it to Wallace down the left side across the timeline to the top of the key. Pulls up, free throw line right. Now to Funk, top of the key. Left side, Williams. Long bounce pass, low left for Starzl. Finds cutting through the lane. Sullivan, ball fake up the shot. Off the glass, good from 3 feet out and a foul. Sullivan with 13 points in this first half. A chance to go to the line to increase that. And the foul coming up on the Yellow Jackets. Austin Lilly picks up foul number two. Ninth as a team on the Yellow Jackets. Funk to go to the sideline, and Kozad back in for Northwest. Also Lawson in for the Yellow Jackets as Harper goes to the bench. Alex Sullivan to the free throw line for the first time this afternoon. Eyes the bucket, free throw good. 14 points for Sullivan. Had 19 against Mizzou. 14 in the first half here against the Yellow Jackets. And Northwest up 37-31. Off of the right side, bounce pass into the right corner, and a shot up and good by the right side. Alex Roth now with 4 points on the game. 37-33, Northwest Missouri State in front. Top of the key, Wallace. Off the right side, Sullivan. Sullivan on the wing with the three. Good, he is red hot. Knocks down another three. 17 points for Sullivan in the first half of Northwest in front, 40-33. Into the front court, right side, Patton. A long bounce pass to the right wing. Harper, bounce pass, low right. Roth trying to post up, but Starzl kicks it out front. 16-foot jumper is good off the right side by Max Francisco. He's got 4 points. Cats up by five. Cats over the last 107, a 9-2 run over the Yellow Jackets. Into the front court, Wallace out top for Kozad. And throws it away. Wanted to go off the right side for Connor Kirker, who checked back into the ballgame. Kirker cut toward the bucket. The pass goes behind him out of bounds. Cats up by five, 40-35. 1:20 left in the first half. Into the front court, left side, Patton. To the left wing, Francisco. Cross court right for Patton. Trying to get a screen by Roth. Top of the key. Inside the arc. Takes the jumper from 18. Is good as it rolls in. 3-point game. Northwest up 40-37. Just over a minute left in the first half. Wallace into the front court. Dribbles right side. Backs out. Looks top the key. Kirker. Left side for Sullivan. Northwest looking at the man-to-man defense. Bounce pass low left for Kozad, who's being posted up by Francisco. Kicks it out front. Sullivan, a long three this time. Good. He cannot miss. He has 19 points. And Northwest in front 43-37. 5 of 8 on threes. Bounce pass. High post. Left side. Lawson. Lawson on the left wing. Pulls up. Hands off. Gets to the left side. With it. Doyle. Now right for Patton. 23 seconds left in the half. There's 15 on the shot clock. Patton out near midcourt with the dribble. They try to stack things up and run a little bit of clock here. 7 seconds on the shot clock. 12 on the game clock. Patton between the legs with the dribble. 16-foot jumper out front is good. Now the inbound to the Bearcats comes to Wallace. Wallace at midcourt, top of the key, through the lane with 1 second. Runner fade away off the back of the rim at the buzzer. And Northwest will go into the locker room at halftime in front as they lead Graceland 43-39. We'll be back and have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest in front, 43-39 as they lead Graceland. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, a good finish to the first half for the Northwest men.
You know, you saw Alex Sullivan really come on there, and it was similar to what he did to kind of spark the Cats against the University of Missouri in the exhibition matchup. He really shot the ball well from the outside, started to feel comfortable. Looks like he still feels comfortable.
Oh, man.
And, you know, sparked them into a halftime lead here with some good outside shooting.
Sullivan, 7 of 13 from the field, 5 of 8 from three-point range, knocked down a free throw, and has an assist to go along with a couple of rebounds. You can't ask much more for a guy.
No, absolutely. You know, and it's been important to have him play like this with Deshaun Cooper out, you know, out today, but not feeling up to par in the matchup against the University of Missouri. So you got to have guys step up, play, and hopefully this is something we see all season long out of him as well.
You got some good minutes out of Mount Wallace out there running the point.
Yeah, and that's been a big key too, because obviously he's running the point in place of Deshaun Cooper, usually out there giving Cooper a spell, having to do a little bit more. And again, back to everybody needs to step up just a little bit. You don't need to have one guy take it over, but you need to have everybody play a little bit better to make up for a guy like Cooper.
And I thought as the half went along too, we saw a little bit better play out of the post players for Northwest.
Yeah, and I tell you, you know, when we're seeing it out of all of them, you know, we're seeing more aggressiveness. They really went to the bucket well, blocked out well. I thought they started to rebound better, got down early in the rebounding early in the game, but started to make better on the rebounds as the half went on, and that's due in large part to those guys inside.
Northwest up at halftime, 43-39. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com. Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. At the half, Northwest in front of Graceland, 43-39 as the Northwest men open up the regular season. Graceland comes in with a 2-1 record. Matt, earlier this weekend, the Northwest women got their regular season off to a good start, and the first win for first-year head coach Mark Kellogg with a good victory on Friday evening.
Yeah, and, you know, they started out a little slow in that ball game. They ended up with a 15-2 deficit early on, but then fought their way back and came up with a big double-digit victory in that ball game. So I think we saw, as that game went on, more of what we'll probably see out of this Northwest women's team. Hopefully slow starts aren't something that we see a lot out of them, but it definitely was an encouraging game after they got through that initial part of the ball game.
And fans of Bearcat basketball have a chance to see the Northwest women quite a bit early on. They're back in action on a Tuesday night, a 6 o'clock tip with a Tabor. That broadcast beginning at 5:40. And then next weekend, we've got the Winstead Reese Classic.
Yeah, and I think one thing with the Northwest women's team is they're going to be a fun brand of basketball to watch. You know, yes, they are going to be doing a little bit of rebuilding. They've still got some young players, some new players that are going to be seeing a lot of action. But I think it's going to be fun basketball to watch. So everybody needs to come out and take in especially the opportunity at some of these early season home games.
43-39, Northwest Missouri State leads the Graceland men here at Bearcat Arena on this Sunday afternoon. The regular season opener for the Northwest men's basketball team. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Nova.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog RE/MAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. At the half, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team in front of Graceland, a 43-39 Wolves basketball today. Matt, we've got some people looking closely about football from the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats standpoint. Again, a tough loss to Missouri Western yesterday, but today the pairings are coming out as we speak right now for the Division II playoffs, and it looks like some good news for the Bearcat football team.
I am not lying. Northwest is hosting next week. I mean, that really, I think, is going to be a shock to a lot of people, but Northwest did pick up the fourth seed and will take on Harding. I think a lot of people and a lot of projections saw Northwest playing Harding next week, but down in Arkansas. But it looks like what they did is they just jumped Missouri Western up to the number three spot and slid teams down, meaning slid Northwest and Harding down because Northwest was one spot ahead of Harding. But Harding's got one loss on the season. Even though Northwest had their second loss last week, it still was to a good team, and it helped their strength of schedule, which is a big part of this, obviously. So Northwest will be hosting Harding next Saturday in the first round of the Division II football playoffs.
Well, you really can't emphasize enough the importance of the strength of schedule when it comes to the way the playoffs turn out.
No, and I think if there's any more proof of that, what we're seeing right here is exactly it, because Harding's a part of that great American conference, and you know, it's not the strongest conference in the world. Henderson State, who is also out of that conference, they're one of the top teams, or have been one of the top teams in the region. So it just isn't as strong a conference as you get out of the MIAA. So one of the reasons why is they make the announcement here, the crowd enjoying the home game announcement portion of that. But yeah, it definitely is a very interesting way it has turned out. But strength of schedule definitely plays a big part in that.
You never really know till the pairings come out, but as we talked with Coach Doral after the game yesterday, he felt like they should be in, and then just the feeling was today that they were in, and early on, kind of felt like you mentioned that it might be a road trip for Northwest to open up with, but boy, it's nice for several reasons to have that home game. Now, obviously, with the home field advantage, but just the atmosphere you have at Bearcat Stadium is really tough to beat.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and another thing to kind of think about, and this is a minor thing for the team, but with that NCAA rule, it's got to be a 500-mile trip or more to be able to fly to a game. It's 465 miles to Searcy, Arkansas, so that would have been a drive, a long bus ride for the Bearcat football team to try to go down and have a playoff game down that far away. So that's another small advantage, and in the playoffs you take any advantage you can get. Now the key is with the people surrounding Harding University that are going to be upset that they're not hosting this game after a loss yesterday for Northwest, all that. Bearcats win this coming Saturday. It knocks all of that out of the picture. You don't have to worry about it. You move on. Like I said, everybody starts 0-0 from today.
As far as Bearcat sports fans go, it makes for another big weekend next week. You've got the Winstead Reeves Classic here, the men down at St. Joseph with the Hillier Classic, and then obviously Bearcat football at Bearcat Stadium on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be, and that makes it an even a little bit bigger weekend because there's more going on, and it's a playoff game for the football team. I mean, yeah, it was kind of a playoff game with that being for a conference championship, but when it all comes down right to it, teams want to win national titles, and to do that you've got to win playoff games, and they get a chance to do that. Plus, if they do lose next week, season's over. It's, you know, you don't want that to be your final game, so it's just a lot more on the line in terms of playoff football next week. And then with all the basketball going on, Ooh, can't wait. Can't wait.
All right, good news for the Northwest football team. Good news for the men's basketball team right now. They're up at halftime 43-39 over Graceland. We'll be back and check some of the halftime totals for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. 19 members of Northwest Missouri State University Sigma Alpha Agriculture Sorority travel to the organization's national convention October 11th through 13th in Omaha, Nebraska, where the chapter and several individual members were recognized for their achievements. Northwest Alpha Beta Chapter of the Sigma Alpha National Sorority is one of 56 throughout the nation that are eligible for recognition. At the convention, four Alpha Beta members were recognized as Emerald Scholars. These individuals have a cumulative GPA of 3.75.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest in front of Graceland at the half, 43-39. As we look at some of the totals, first of all, for Northwest from the field, shooting 59% as they begin to heat up as the half went along, 16 of 27 from the field. And right now, 50% from three-point range, 5 of 10 from there. And at the free throw line, down a little bit, just 55% there, 6 of 11. Again, that's an area that Northwest most likely will see improvement as the weeks go on here. For Graceland, shooting 48% from the field, 16 of 33. They're 50% from three-point range as well, also at 5 of 10 from the field. Graceland, 100% at the free throw line, although they've only been there twice, at 2 of 2 from the line. Two turnovers for the Bearcats, just 3 for Graceland. Graceland now rebounding Northwest, 17-13 out of the first half. And leading the way for the Bearcats, Alex Sullivan. He has 20 points at halftime as he is 7-13 from the field and 5 of 8 from three-point range to lead Northwest. And scoring for Graceland, they're paced out of the first half. 4 points apiece for Miller and Patton. And again, Trey Miller with actually 4 points and Patton with 4. So that's the way scoring looks here at halftime with Northwest in front, 43-39. We'll be back, get ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest coming out, taking some halftime warm-ups here, while Graceland head coach Jeffrey Hamilton keeping his team in the locker room for the very last second here before they come out to get ready for a second-half play. But good, strong finish to this first half for the Northwest men as they're up at halftime, 43-39. And again, the big news here really coming in during our halftime, the Northwest football team will host next week.
Yeah, the Cats get Harding University out of Searcy, Arkansas. For the most part, most of the season, Harding had been ahead of Northwest in the number two spot in the rankings, but had suffered a loss and did fall and stays behind Northwest. Even after yesterday's action, Missouri Western picked up the 3 seed, and they will face Minnesota Duluth in next week's first round. The two teams that will get the byes, Minnesota State out of Mankato and Henderson State, are the two teams that will have a bye. So Minnesota Duluth will be down in St. Joseph, and here in Maryville, Harding will make the trip for a first-round playoff game against Northwest Missouri State.
Good news for the Bearcat football team, and of course we'll have that broadcast for you on Saturday right here along the Bearcat Radio Network, along with a big busy week of basketball on the network as well. We've got Northwest women's basketball Tuesday night and Friday with the Winstead Reeves Classic, and then Northwest men's basketball the weekend as well down at St. Joe at Hilliard Classic Fair, hosted by Missouri Western. So it's going to be a busy week, but a fun week coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what this time of year is all about. And, you know, you almost start to get used to it after a few years, but it still doesn't make it any less fun.
43-39, Northwest in front of Graceland. And Graceland, without the opportunity for any warm-ups at halftime, will inbound into the front court left side. Austin Lilly gives it to Jamal Lawson out front left for Roth, as this Graceland team going with their original starting lineup. Out top of the key is Trey Patton. Patton looks on the left side and gets it off of by the left wing for Roth. Out front for Jake Doyle, who didn't see all that much time out of the first half. Now to Lilly. Lilly looks low post for Roth. A cross-court pass into the right corner. Doyle drives to the baseline on Wallace. Spins. Picks it out front right for Patton to the free throw line. Backs out. A 16-foot jumper. Fadeaway over Sullivan. Rims around and out as the shot clock winds down. A rebound and the putback by Lawson is good, and it's a two-point game. Northwest in front, 43-41. Wallace hands off to Bryson Williams. Back to Wallace on the right side. Going low for Starzl, and a foul. Starzl trying to post up with Alex Roth. Roth got him and kind of cuffed him with his elbow there, and will pick up the foul. That'll be Roth's first foul, team's first.
First team foul.
Wallace inbound, baseline right. Lobs it all the way up front, chased down by Funk near the timeline. Back right side, Wallace. Wallace out of a double team to Funk on the right wing. A three on the way, drops it down. Tyler Funk now with 5 points in this game and a five-point Bearcat lead over Graceland. Patton into the front court right side. Fast pass, and is picked up by Wallace on the fast break. Wallace, as he tries to drive through traffic, a reach-around foul coming up on Trey Patton, and that will be his second. And this will have Northwest to inbound on the right sideline. Northwest in the second half, going from our right to our left.
That'll probably be the easiest steal for Wallace this season. Jake Doyle, who the pass was intended for, went down and went right to Wallace, and he was able to bring it up floor.
Wallace, left side for Sullivan to the free throw line. His dribble is stolen away by Patton. Patton on a one-on-three break. Wisely backs out and allows Grayson to set up their offense. Right side Doyle in the corner. Shot won't go. Fight for the board. Wallace crashing hard with it. Got a hand on it, but couldn't keep the ball in bounds. And it will belong to Graceland as though inbound, baseline right. Jake Doyle to inbound. Gets the inbound into the right corner for Roth. A fadeaway off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Wallace. Controlled by Williams for Northwest. Back to Wallace. Races across the timeline. Pulls up left side. Out front for Funk. Right side pass Williams. Finds Sullivan cutting through to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Alex Sullivan with 22 points. 48-41. Northwest in front of Graceland. Left side driving is Lilly. And a foul. Funk trying to cut off the baseline. Reaches in as well and gets called for the foul. That'll be his first.
Tyler Funk, first personal foul.
First team foul as well. And Graceland inbound into the left corner. Roth will take the inbound pass. Out to the top of the key, Patton. Bounce pass back to Roth on the give and go. Lays it up and in. Roth with 6 points. 48-43. Northwest Missouri State in front. Early moments of the second half. Bearcats wearing their green uniforms today with the white numerals and trim. Into the right corner. Wallace finds Sullivan trying to look low for Starzl. Instead brings it out to Funk. To Wallace on the right wing. Now to Funk, right side. Out between the circles. Wallace, left side, Sullivan. Through the lane. Drives, lays it up. Misses the layup and the rebound. Roth for Grayson. Now let Patton on the fast break. Left side, Lilly. And he'll get called for the travel. Took the pass, but his feet were still going. And gets called for the travel.
Well, he stepped into position to look down low to see if he wanted to throw a pass. But he had taken a step before he stepped into position.
48-43. Northwest in front. Wallace into the front court left side. Cross court right. Funk on the right wing to Bryson Williams. Out of Wallace left side. Trying to look low with it. Out front near the timeline. Williams right side is Sullivan. Looks and finds Funk. Drives to the baseline. Jump stop in the lane and a whistle. This will get Funk to the free throw line. as he took a shot to the choppers there and was fouled by Alex Roth, who will pick up his second foul. And they're going to say the foul before the shot opportunity. So Northwest inbound baseline right. The inbound lob goes to Starzl and out of Wallace. Left side of the lane for Funk. Now to Sullivan out top of the key. Right side, Wallace. Wallace dribbling to out front and a whistle and a foul out front. And this one will go on Roth, who quickly picks up his third foul, all coming in this second and a half.
Tried to slide out to slow up the dribble, but made too much contact.
Miller into the game. Roth to the sideline for Graceland. Inbound. Out top the key, Wallace. Dribbles right side. Back to Sullivan. Open on the left with another three attempt. Benning knocks it down. 25 points for Alex Sullivan, 51-43 Northwest. Pass inside, tipped by Funk, picked up by Sullivan. Here comes Northwest on the break. Back to Funk, right side, through the lane. Now left wing, Wallace has a lot of time to think about a three. Instead, will set up the offense. Goes cross court right for Williams, through the lane. Runner from 14, got it. 4 points for Williams and a timeout, Graceland. Northwest up by 10, 53-43 over the Graceland Yellow Jackets. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest in front of Graceland, 53-43. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Northwest on a 10-2 run over the last 2:47.
Yeah, the good thing is they've carried over into this second half the way they finished the first half. I mean, a bit of a slow start, but the hot shooting by Graceland very early in the ball game got them out to that lead. Northwest turned it around and are continuing to do so here in the second half.
53-43, Northwest in front of Graceland, as Graceland head coach Jeffrey Hamilton called a timeout. Want to settle his team down a bit. Trey Harding, or rather Trey Patton, will take it across the timeline into the front court right side. Bounce pass left. Gets it to Lilly. And his pass knocked loose by Funk and is picked up by Northwest. Wallace, top of the key. Right side for Williams. Out front, Funk. Nice pass. Threading the needle. Low post left side. Gets it to Starzl. Lays it up and in. Pass went right through three defenders, and Starzl able to go up with a shot. Making a 55-43 Northwest lead. Left side is Trey Sadoff. Now to Trey Patton between the circles. Dribbles in front of the scores table off the right side. Out front left Sadoff. Pulls up the dribble out of a double team. Goes on the left side for Austin Harper. Guarded by Wallace. Now to Patton between the circles. One on the shot clock. A long jumper way out front. Takes a high bounce off the rim. And the rebound pulled down by Northwest and Dylan Starzl. On the break, Wallace into the front court right side. Dribbles left as he does. Pop out front and a foul. And this one will go on Graceland. And Austin Harper will pick up his second foul. Max Francisco into the game. Austin Lilly to the sideline.
Second personal foul, 15th foul for the Yellow Jackets. Checking in for the Bears.
For Grayson. Five team fouls. Northwest with just one out of the second half. Funk looking to inbound. Does into the backcourt. Finds Wallace, who will bring it back across the timeline. Dribbling in front of the scorer's table. Off the left. Out to the top of the key. Being pursued by Harper. Drives, whistle, and a foul. see which way they go here. Sultan's coming over to try to set a screen. The foul will go on Harper. Harper will pick up his third for the Yellow Jackets, sixth as a team. Breaking the action. 14:57 left in the game. Northwest 55, Graceland 43. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Kyra Mills, Director of Networks and Data Centers and Interim Director of Information Systems at Northwest Missouri State University, has announced her retirement. Her last day on campus will be Monday, November 12th, and her retirement is effective December 1st. Kyra Mills was named to the interim role in November 2011 after the retirement of former Vice President of Information Systems, Dr. John Rickman. Dr. Roger Von Halsen, the Director of Northwest Center of Information Technology and Education, will begin serving as interim Vice President.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest at Firm Graceland, 55-43. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats will inbound, baseline right as Connor Crooker, who just enters the ball game, inbounds right side Sullivan. Now to Wallace. Wallace at the top of the key. Gives it to Funk. Back to Wallace left side. Man-to-man defense out of the Yellow Jackets. Wallace drives. Bounce pass into the right corner for Funk. Fakes left. Drives. Goes low into lane. Finds Kyle Schlake getting through. Lays it up and in. Schlake with 5 points. And it's a 57-43 Northwest run. Or lead. Northwest with the lead. 57-43. Right now on a 9-0 run. Off the right side. On the wing is Harper. Behind the back with the dribble on Wallace. Finds baseline left, up with a shot off the glass and missing it. But a foul as they found low off the left, Max Francisco, who will go to the free throw line. Foul's on Alex Sullivan. That's just his first foul. Francisco to the line. First trip. Or check that. It's Isaiah Miller at the line. And for Isaiah Miller, it's his second trip to the free throw line. He's now 2 of 2 at the line after knocking down the first. 6 points so far. Alex Roth in. And Francisco to the sideline. And Funk to the bench for Northwest. Grant Cozad checks in. Miller. Sight shoots and misses the free throw. The rebound tipped and is controlled by Cozad for Northwest. Gives it to Wallace. He'll slow the pace up as he'll walk it across the timeline left side. Works a pick by Cozad. Pulls up free throw line right. Now to Schlake out front. Back to Wallace on the right wing. Wallace through the lane. Runner on the way from 14. Drops down. Wallace knocks it down. 59-44 Northwest. Across the timeline. And pass goes out of bounds. It was intended off that right side. Patton trying to give it to Harper. It was tipped, and we're going to have a tie-up on this.
I think they're not sure, so they're going to go to the possession arrow to decide.
And the Cats will get it off the possession arrow. Jake Doyle to enter the ball game for Graceland, along with Jamal Lawson. Set off and Harper to the bench. Cats up 59-44 right now on an 11-1 run over the last 2:57. 13:37 left in the game. Wallace on the right side pulls up on the wing. Out front Sullivan inside the arc. Trying to look low. Now goes low in the blocks. Left for Schlake up with a shot. Knocks it down. We'll get called for the foul. Lowered his shoulder just a little bit trying to position and go up with a shot. Collision with Alex Roth, and Schlake picks up the foul.
Roth is another guy who's had a good game today. He's had to play against some bigger guys inside. He's giving up at least a couple of inches, if not more, but playing very hard and making some good plays for the Yellow Jackets.
59-44, Northwest in front of Graceland. 13:27 left in the game. And again, in case you missed it, the Northwest football team will be home Saturday in the Division II playoffs facing Harding. 59-44, Northwest in men's basketball in front. Lawson on the left wing, guarded by Sullivan, out between the circles for Jake Doyle. Dribbles right side to the free throw line, out between the circles, Lawson once again. As he tries to drive left, reach-in foul coming up on Wallace, and that will be Wallace's first. Fourth team foul in the half for Northwest. Bryson Williams in, and Wallace going to the sideline. 59-44, Northwest in front. Cast trailed early by 7 to Graceland. Bounce pass low left is Lawson in a double team. Needs someone to help out as he pivots on the baseline. Throws it into the right corner. Finds Doyle. Now free throw line right for Roth. Plays, goes up for the jumper and knocks it down. 59-46 Northwest. On the right side, Sullivan. Cross court, left side, Williams. Left wing. Takes the top of the key. Through the lane, pulls up. 14-foot jumper in the lane. Good. Bryson Williams with 6 points. 61-46 Northwest in front of Graceland. In the front court, right side, Trey Patton takes the top of the key. Goes high post left, Roth. Roth gets it to Lawson out front. Now into the lane. Roth turnaround jumper from 12. Won't go. Gets his board. Nice follow-up. His shot rejected, though, by Schlake. And it is picked up by Sullivan on the fast break. Hooker down the lane right side to the baseline. Brings it back out to Sullivan. Sets up for a three. Rims out. Rebound inside. And it's pulled away by Grayson. And on the right side with it is Lawson. Lawson to the baseline. As he drives on Williams, gets called for the travel on the baseline. Turnover gives it to Northwest. Slate to the sideline, and Starzl back into the ball game. Both teams really haven't turned it over all that much. Northwest right now just 4 turnovers and 9 for Graceland. 61-46, Northwest in front. Into the front court left side, Connor Kirker. Kirker to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Pulls up at the free throw line. Cross court left, Sullivan. Bounce pass low left, Starzl. Dribbles into the lane. Up with the right-handed hook. Rims out. And the rebound tipped by Kozeb, but controlled by Graceland. Roth with the rebound. Now it goes to Patton behind the back and between the legs with the dribble. Through the lane. Goes low left. Fadeaway jumper. It is short as it was taken by Roth. Fight for the rebound on the baseline. Out of bounds. Sullivan and Kozeb. Kozeb has it going out of bounds.
Yeah, Roth, I think, got away with a little bit of a push there. He bumped into the two, both Sullivan and Kozad, and shoved him out of bounds, and they call it Graceland basketball.
Matt Wallace to come in for Northwest. Sullivan to the sideline.
Also checking in for the Bearcats, number 30, Matt Wallace.
Quick inbound, left corner for Roth. Now to Lawson. Lawson trying to dribble through a double team, pulls up right side just inside the arc, scoops the pass for Francisco. Left wing pass and a jumper put up and missed by Harper. Rebound Northwest. Williams on the fast break and gets it to Wallace. Left wing back to Williams. Open to three on the left side. Knocks it down. Bryson Williams red hot here in the second half. He's got 8 points. Six of those coming in the second half. The Northwest in front 64-46. And as Grayson brings down the ball, whistling a foul coming up. And this will go on at Northwest. Bryson Williams going to call for an elbow. And that'll be Williams' second foul. 15th foul on Northwest. Inbound right side. Goes to Harper. Harper, bounce pass left side on the wing. With it is Doyle at the free throw line and a reach-in coming here, or is it away from the ball? Looks like this is going to go on the reach-in on Connor Kirker. And that's his second foul.
Connor Kirker, his second personal foul.
So now, Grayson inbound baseline right as Doyle will inbound. Gets it right side. Harper immediately goes up with the shot from 17. Won't go. Fight for the board. Kozad has it stripped out of his hands by Roth. Left side three on the way. Rims out. Taken by Harper. And they fight for the board inside. Francisco up with the shot. Won't go. The tip in is good. And I think they credit Lawson with the tip in. He'll have 13 points and a timeout. As Graceland head coach Jeffrey Hamilton calls the timeout. 10:27 left in the game. Northwest 64, Graceland 48. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest men's basketball team in front of Graceland, 64-48 with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, the big news this afternoon is the Bearcat football team.
Yeah, Cats getting to host a playoff game next week. I think many thought they were going to end up on the road next week, but Harding University will come to Bearcat Stadium next Saturday at noon.
64-48, Northwest in front of Graceland, this men's game, and we'll have that broadcast Saturday at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. Down the lane, driving Williams, trying to go low on the blocks, left side for Starzl. Couldn't hold on to the pass. It goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Yellow Jackets. 64-48, Northwest in front of Graceland. Now front right side, Harper. Dribbles down the lane, kicks it on the right side. Roth inside the arc, takes the jumper, banks it, misses it, and the rebound tipped, and it goes to Kirker, but a foul. And I believe this will go on Northwest, fighting for the rebound inside. The foul will go on... See who gets called on this one. Matt Wallace, I believe. That'll be Wallace's second. And a timeout. 64-48. Northwest in front of Graceland. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, 64-48 Northwest in front of Graceland. 9:59 left in the first half, or rather the ball game now, left in the ball game here. The Northwest fell behind in the first half by 7. Fought their way back, had a lead at halftime of 43-39, and they've been able to expand that here in the second half. Austin Harper, a 6-foot freshman of Gilbert, Arizona, has been in double figures all three games that Grayson's played this season. This free throw rims out. He has 5 points so far this afternoon. Northwest with the rebound. Wallace across the timeline, left side. Out between the circles, dribbles right, pulls up, goes cross-court left. Funk, now back to Wallace. Low on the right side for Starzl, drives the lane, and a foul. Grayson trying to double-team the post players, and the foul coming up on Graceland and Jake Doyle as Terry Oglesby makes the call.
Yeah, they've been jumping the screens, and there was a screen earlier in the possession that they really never fully recovered from and were a little out of control in trying to get that double-team accomplished.
Starzl at the line, shooting 2, and the first one too hard. He's now 0-3 at the free throw line. Matt talked about Terry Oglesby making the call on that one, an official from Maryville. We don't get a chance to see Terry too often. He has quite a few games on his plate at the Division I level.
Yeah, he's also done some games in the NCAA Division I tournament, so he's usually on the road doing some of the big Division I schools.
Bounce pass off the right side. Roth chases it into the right corner. Out front right side for Lawson to the free throw line. Back pedals and a jumper from 16 off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Kirker, but a foul as a position for the ball inside. It was a longer rebound, and the foul underneath goes on Matt Wallace once again. Second time he's been called for a foul in a similar situation.
Foul on Matt Wallace.
17th foul on Northwest. Or check that, 18th foul now on Northwest. 1-1 opportunity for Austin Harper. And knocks down the first. It's 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Harper led his team in scoring against Waldorf with 22 points and 10 rebounds. Added 10 against College of the Ozarks and 15 against AIB Business School out of Des Moines. hits the second as well. Northwest up by 14. Off the right side is Bryson Williams. Looks and finds Kirker inside the arc. Takes Jeffer from 13. Right side, knocks it down. And he now has 4 points as a Bearcat. 66-50. Northwest in front, right side. A fadeaway jumper from 15 by Doyle misses, and a fight for the board and a foul. And this time it goes against Graceland as they go to the other end here. Into the game goes Trey Patton for Graceland. He'll take the place of Jake Doyle. Francisco getting called for that last foul. That's his second, and sends Tyler Funk to the free throw line. Funk knocked to the floor, fighting for the board at the other end. Funk with 5 points and knocks down the free throw. He's 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Funk last year had a season high of 5 points on couple of occasions already, with 6 in the season opener today. Second free throw good. 68-50. Northwest Missouri State in front. 8:58 left in the game. Patton at midcourt. Guarded by Williams. Looks on the right side and finds Harper. Goes to the right baseline. Cut off. Bounce pass right side. Roth. Roth on the wing. Bounce pass low. And diving after knocking out of bounds was Funk. And it will belong to Graceland. But great effort by Funk. And that's the type of hustle you like to see. And even if when you're up by 18, you've seen Funk diving after balls.
Well, that's why he gets a lot of playing time, even though his season high was 5 points last year. Because he hustles like that on the defensive end, on the offensive end. Gets after loose balls. Gets and maintains possessions for Northwest.
Graceland with it on the left side. Trey Patton, guarded by Alex Sullivan, who's checked into the game. Looks on the right side, Lawson. And now to Harper as the shot clock winds down. Went up for the shot and was fouled. And unfortunately for Northwest, well, this will result in free throws. Foul on Northwest, sending Harper to the free throw line. And this will go on, well, there's on Matt Wallace, and Wallace will pick up his fourth. And for Wallace, all 4 of his fouls coming in the second half.
That's kind of tough because now you're really down the line on the point guard duties with Deshaun Cooper out of today's game.
First free throw by Harper, good. Wallace to the sideline, Bryson Williams back in. Harper's second one. Nothing but it. 68-52 Northwest. 8:20 left in the game. On the left side, Williams, and a foul. This will go on Harper, trying to go for the ball as the pass went to Williams in front of the scorers table. And that'll be number 4 on Austin Harper. So Bryson Williams at the free throw line. His first trip to the line this afternoon. Last year, Williams won the top free throw shooters in the MIAA. And his free throw off the front of the rim, they'll knock it out and chase down by Williams near the right sideline. Now through the lane and a whistle. Driving through and a foul coming up on Northwest. Got a charge coming here. And the foul will go on Alex Sullivan. That'll be his second. 68-52, Northwest Missouri State in front. 8:13 left in the game. After falling behind early, Northwest had to take control of the game about midway through the first half and never look back. Graceland with throw at the right side is Harper. Going into a double team and a solo by Kirker. Kirker will give it to Slake on the fast break, plays it up and in, and a foul. Slake with 7 points. Going down the floor on the fast break, able to take the pass from Kirker and lay it up and in. And that will be it for Austin Harper, who picks up his 5th foul going to the sideline. This will be his first game this season. He hasn't gotten into double figures as he goes to the sideline.
I think Coach Hamilton a little bit surprised that the foul call came against him, because Trey Patton was the one who honestly committed most of the contact on that play, and I think maybe he could have been the one called for the foul for Graceland, but either way, Schlake at the free throw line.
Trying to make it a three-point trip down the floor. He's 1 of 1 at the line this afternoon, and that one too hard, and the rebound at the free throw line goes to Doyle and Graceland. 70-52, Northwest in front. Patton to the top of the key. Dribbles left. Scoops the pass to Lawson. Will take it top of the key through the lane. Bounce pass low right side. Ross shot rejected by Schlake. Another block for Schlake. An important thing, he's been keeping those blocks inbounds. It goes to Kirker. Right side for Sullivan. Back to Kirker. Out front right. Knocks down the left-handed three. His first three-pointer as a Bearcat. At Northwest up 73-52. 7:24 left in the game. Patton between the back or behind the back with the dribble. Out to the top of the key. Finds Max Francisco. The Liberty, Missouri native goes right side for Patton, who had a foot on the sideline as he took that pass right in front of his own bench. And the turnover gives it to Northwest.
Yeah, now you're starting to see Graceland making some mistakes that they weren't making early in the ball game that helped them get out to that big lead.
Austin Lilly into the game, takes the place of Patton.
Another thing, too, Graceland was 5 out of their first 6 on 3-point field goal attempts. They have missed their last 7.
Williams at the top of the key, looks right side Sullivan, into the right corner for Kirker. The left-handed dribble, pulls up, goes out front between the circles, Williams. Drives, free throw line right, takes the jumper, and it's good. Yes, Bryson Williams goes into double figures with the jumper. And here comes Graceland on the fast break. Right side, Sadoff tries to drive to the baseline. Cut off by Williams. Right side for Miller. A three is up and in. Isaiah Miller knocks down his first three of the game. He's got 9 points. 75-55, Northwest Missouri State in front.
And that's their first three of the second half.
Out front, Sullivan wants to answer that three. Misses it, rims out. Fight for the board underneath the bucket. Pulled away by Sadoff for Graceland. Out of Patton. He'll take it across midcourt right side. Trying to dribble on Sullivan to the right wing, to the free throw line, through the lane, runner on the way, over Slake, misses it, rebound to start, or rather to Cozad in Northwest. Now it goes to Sullivan across the timeline to the top of the key. Scoops the pass out front for Kirker. Dribbles between the circles, pulls up, cross court left Sullivan. Trying to go low with it, and leaping up, bringing down that pass was Patton for Graceland. Right side, Lilly. Back pedals to the right wing, now to Patton in the right corner. Gives it right side. Doyle to Patton on the right baseline. Drives underneath into a double team. Dribbles off of Sullivan's foot. Picked up by Sullivan. Now it goes to Kirker. Across the timeline right. Now to the free throw line. Through the lane. Left side to the bucket. Up with the shot. Won't go. And the rebound inside Doyle. 75-55. Northwest in front. Billy to the left wing. Top of the key. Set off. Gets a screen by Patton, pulls up now to Patton, top of the key. Tries a little off balance through the lane, gets called for the travel, and the turnover gives it right back to Northwest. 20-point lead for the Bearcats with 5:21 left. Northwest looking to go to 1-0 on the year. Kirker across the timeline, dribbles left. Out between the circles, being chased by Francisco. Out of Sullivan, left side. Bounce pass high, left for Slake. Slake into the lane. Picks it back out front. A three on the way by Sullivan. Nothing but net. 28 points for Sullivan. And a substitution, Kyler Erickson, into the game. A six-foot freshman out of Omaha for Northwest. 78-55, Northwest in front. 28 points for Sullivan tonight, actually this afternoon, 10 of 17 and 7 of 11 on three-pointers. Not a bad day. On the right side, Miller, baseline right, jump over Slake is good from 15, knocks it down. Isaiah Miller into double figures with 11 points, 78-57 Northwest. Erickson, left side, Williams, out between the circles, Kirker, right side Erickson, low right for Cozad. Turns, takes the jumper from 10, rattles around, out, rebound, tipped in, is controlled by Patton for Graceland. Cross midcourt right side to the right wing, between the legs with the dribble, kicks it right side on the wing, jumper up, and good by Sadoff, a three. And he's got 6 points and got a timeout. 4:21 left in the game, Northwest Missouri State 78, Graceland 60. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
4:21 left in the game, Northwest 78, Graceland 60. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest with the ball. Left side, a jumper put up by Slake, but underneath a whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest, fighting for position inside. And this one going on Kyler Erickson, picking up his first. And another timeout. Breaking the action with 4:12 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 78, Graceland 60. We'll be back right after this two-minute timeout. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors, with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio. And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State 78 and Graceland 60. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Graceland will be inbounding, baseline left with, again, the Bearcats out to a substantial lead here with that 3:56 left. Inbound goes left side for Isaiah Miller. Out front right with the ball is Jesse Baldwin, seeing his first playing time today. Out of Jake Doyle. Right side Miller through the free throw lane. Brings it right side. Baldwin pulls up the dribble. Looks right side. Gets it to Doyle. A three on the way. Good. Jake Doyle knocks down his second three of the game. He's got 6 points total. 78-63 Northwest with 3:30 left in the game. Kyler Erickson across the timeline right. Bounce pass out front. Williams at the top of the key. Bounce pass low right. Nice spin move into the bucket. Going up with the left hand and knocking down Grant Kozad. He's got 4 points. 80-63 Northwest. Into the front court. Right side goes Jake Doyle. Looking on the right wing. Force that off. Bounce pass high post right for Miller. Now to Baldwin. Baldwin in a double team. Knocked loose by Slake. Picked up by Erickson for Northwest. 3-on-2 break. Right side Williams inside the arc. A jumper from 16. Rims out. Rebound. Fought for on the baseline. Saved inbounds by Kozad. Out front left for Connor Kirker. 80-63. Northwest in front. Now to Erickson as he'll cradle the ball with his left hand for a moment. Now goes with the dribble between the circles. Kirker with the right. Now back to Erickson left. Back to Kirker on the right wing. Up with a left-handed three. Won't go. Slake fights for the board. Pulls it down to the block. Left up with a shot and a foul as he goes up. And we'll go to the free throw line. This one to go on Graceland. And Isaiah Miller will pick up the foul. That will be his first. sending Schlick to the line where he's 1-for-2. Kyle last season played in 14 of the 29 games. Free throw is good. Now he has 8 points this afternoon. Had a season high 7 against Truman a year ago. Exceeded that already. Had a big game rebound against Mizzou in that exhibition. Pulled down 7 boards against the Tigers. And knocks down the second free throw. 82-63 Northwest. 2.5 minutes left in the game. Across the timeline left, Jamal Lawson looks right wing with the pass. Force that off. Bounce pass low right. And into the lane, Francisco played away. He won't go. The rebound, a dribble, and the putback and a foul. Coming up with the board was set off and fouled inside. This one to go on Kyle Slake. That'll be his third foul.
Slake just a little too antsy to get up and block that shot. I think the block up top was clean, but got him with the body.
And this sends Justin Kaminsky to the free throw line, a 6'7 freshman. Getting into the game for the first time. Free throw good. He's out of La Mirada, California. 82-64, Northwest in front. Kaminsky's second free throw good. 82-65, Northwest. Kyler Erickson, the freshman out of Omaha, across the timeline. Dribbles right side on Wydell Love, Jr. Bounce pass low right in the blocks for Slake out of a double team. Right side, Kirker, a three tip, rims out, rebounded lane on the bounce, is controlled by Grayson on the fast break. Right side, Baldwin scoops it out front right for Love into the right corner. Baldwin, a jumper off the front, won't go. Rebound at the elbow off the left side, Kaminsky. Into left corner, a jumper from 18, and won't go. And the rebound to Northwest and Kirker. He'll take it across the timeline. Dribbles top of the key, left side for Slake. Now to Erickson on the left wing. Looks low post left for Kozad. Up with a fadeaway. Won't go. Slake with the board and the putback is in. Double figures for Slake with 11 points. 84-65 Northwest. Minute and a half left. As the Cats look to go to 1-0 on the season. A timeout by Graceland head coach Jeffrey Hamilton. We'll keep it here. 1:24 left. 84-65 Northwest in front of Graceland in the men's season opener. Matt, let's talk a little Bearcat football again in case some of them just tuned in. Good news about Northwest football in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think the bulk of people thought it was going to be a trip to Searcy, Arkansas next weekend to face Harding University, and including myself. Well, we were all half right. They're going to be playing Harding University, but the Bearcats ending up with the fourth seed in Super Region 3, which means they will be hosting Harding. Harding is the fifth seed in Super Region 3, so that'll be a noon game out at Bearcat Stadium next Saturday, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people in Maryville having to make another choice because the Spoofhound football team, the high school team, is also playing at home at the same time. They start a little bit later, so it's something that's happened before, but for people in this region excited about football,
oh, man.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better than this right now.
Yeah, so it will be a noon game at Bearcat Stadium next Saturday against Harding, and Missouri Western did end up with the 3 seed. Basically, they put Western up at the 3 and slid Northwest and Harding down a spot is kind of the way it played out with the regional rankings. So good news for the Cats, a home game next week.
We'll have the broadcast along the Bearcat Radio Network, 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. Jesse Baldwin will inbound for Graceland. 1:24 left in the game. The inbound comes to Twidell Love, Jr. out of Raytown, Missouri, out between the circles. Francisco hands off left for Sadoff. Sadoff out front for Love. Dribbles on the right side. Out front. Kaminsky drives. A runner on the way. Won't go. The rebound inside to Graceland. Fade away by Baldwin. Misses off the lip of the rim. Rebound chased into the corner. Crooker hustling after it, and it will go off of him as he's trying to get the ball before Trey Sadoff. 61 seconds left in the game. And Graceland inbound in the far right corner. Inbound is kicked away by Erickson as Baldwin trying to get that inbound. Northwest in front, 84-65. Inbound right side, Kaminsky. Brings it to Love. Out front left, Baldwin back to Love. Left-handed three off the right side. Rims out. Rebound Slake for Northwest. Allett Erickson pushes it down the floor to the top of the key. Back pedals and gives it to Slake, trailing on the play. Now to Ryston Williams, left wing. Out front, Crooker. Dribbles off the key. Free throw line. Baseline left for the pass. Slake. Reverse layup off the right side. Good. Nice move by Kyle Slake. He has 13 points. 86-65 Northwest. 30 seconds left in the game. Love between the circles. Dribbles left side. Down the lane, pulls up, high post left with the pass for Francisco. Back to Love in the left corner, left-handed fadeaway. Morgan rims out, rebound to Crooker and Northwest. 15 seconds left. Crooker will slow it up as he walks across the 10-second line. And will just dribble out front, dribbling the clock away with 7 seconds left. As Northwest will go to 1-0 on the season, winning their season opener against the Graceland Yellow Jackets. That'll be it. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Graceland, 86-65. We'll be back and have more for you as we begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, 86-65. The final score, Northwest with a victory over Graceland. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, a little bit of a slow start for Northwest in this men's game, but they overcame that and cruised to the win.
Yeah, a couple of things there. Obviously, the hot shooting by Graceland early, hitting 5 of their first 6 three attempts. Graceland, as we talked about in the pregame, had a few games under their belt being in the NAIA. They get to start their season a little bit earlier. And, you know, as far as Graceland's concerned, this was considered a scrimmage for them, so there's not much pressure anyway. So you just go out, you play basketball, maybe do some things that you won't do normally, and it helped get them out to a lead, but the Cats able to overcome that to get the big win anyway.
Make some good things out of Northwest here. You're looking at the development, further development of Alex Sullivan, a strong start to his season. He had 19 in the exhibition game with Mizzou, and then he came out tonight, or this afternoon, and was red hot, ends up with 28 points, and not only doing things well offensively, but doing a good job on the defensive side as well.
Well, we saw him play well in the exhibition against Mizzou, and I thought, you know, okay, good game. Maybe we'll see this time, and you know, from time to time from Sullivan. But to see it again for a second straight game, hopefully it's something that's going to be consistent. I don't know if an exhibition in one game is, you can tell a whole lot from that, but the way it started, there could be the potential for that. So hopefully that's the way it's going to stick through the rest of the season.
And again, we're seeing the development of the post players from Northwest.
Yeah, and like we said, it's going to be a little bit more by committee than like it was last year because Jake Reinders was so good, but that committee has done a pretty solid job so far.
Stars are getting the start inside as he has all season, but you're seeing guys like Kyle Slake come in, also Grant Kozad adding some things, and what might have been a question mark at the start of the season really looks like it could be one of our strengths.
Well, and what will help too is with 3 three different guys like that, they're all going to be competing for minutes. So that means they're going to be competing in practice. That means they're going to be getting better as the season goes on because of those competitions. So it all is just going to play out for the good for Northwest as the season goes along.
And they did it today as well without Deshaun Cooper. D'Angelo Haley will be back, but he missed today's game. And also Lyle Harris out. So they were able to do things without some of their guard play.
Yeah, and, you know, there's some guards like Crooker had a good game today because he was getting some more minutes because of who was missing the game, and he took advantage of that. I don't know that we'll see a lot of him through the season when those guys are back, but it's a good thing for the coaching staff to know kind of in the back of their mind if something does happen to where you fall into injuries or something like that at the guard spot, that now they know they can go to Connor Crooker and have a pretty good backup.
Final score, Northwest Missouri State 86, Graceland 65. We'll be back. Have more for you on our post game, including the extra effort award. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about the success of homecoming.
That's where it was at. I mean, weather-wise, people interactions, pageantry, the whole thing, football game, et cetera. There's so many good things to it. But at the end of the day, it's really about people and relationships. And we got a chance to visit so many Bearcats, and huge to bring in so much activity into the community, into the campus. And we want to congratulate Candace Bay and Lally Zemer, homecoming queen and king. And of course, all that goes into it, all the people that plan that. You know, it's a student-planned event, the whole parade, the whole pageantry behind that. It's just huge endeavor.
And also I thought it was nice that Missouri Governor Jay Nixon had a chance to see what homecoming's all about at Northwest.
Well, that's a good point. You know, obviously you have a lot of choices of where to go, and you know, he chose to come visit Northwest. He knows us. He knows us well. And, you know, when he visits, John, I will say it's not just a drop-by, but he really does. He comes armed with information about what we're doing, where we're headed, but also comes armed with some questions and so, you know, ability to visit a variety of people. So I'm very appreciative of that. John, you know, we talk a lot about service and engagement, and the more engaged students are, the better they do. The data is very, very clear about that. But one way to be engaged is providing service to the community. They had so many events to provide that service, but in the end, the aggregate view of that is such that across homecoming last weekend, 3,500 pounds of food were donated to the Ministry Center, and over $2,000 was donated to the United Way. So huge in terms of contributions and support.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena after Northwest defeats Graceland 86-65. Time for our Extra Effort Award. And Matt Gorder, we talked a little bit about him a bit ago, but strong performance out of Alex Sullivan gets him the Extra Effort Award.
Yeah, you look at his 28 points. That came on 10 of 17 shooting today. Great percentage there. That includes 7 of 11 outside the three-point arc. So a tremendous effort. Hit the only free throw he attempted in the ball game. He also had an assist to go along with all that, so just a good all-around effort for Sullivan today.
So Sullivan is our Extra Effort Award winner from today's game. As we take a look at some of the other totals for Northwest, from the field, shooting at 33 of 54 as a team for 61%. They were 10 of 18 from three-point range, 56% from there. Graceland ended up shooting 24-63 from the field. They were hot to start the game, but again, cooled off as the game went along, shooting 38% for the game. From a three-point range, after knocking down a couple early ones, they ended up ended up 8 of 18 from three-point range. Still a pretty good total there, 44% from three-point range. At the free throw line, 9 of 11. For Northwest at the free throw line, 10 of 19. That's one area that you'd like to see Northwest improve a little bit upon. Ended up shooting 53% from the free throw line as a team. And again, leading the way in scoring for Northwest was Alex Sullivan, as he led the way with a total of 28 points. Off the bench was Bryson Williams with 14 points at 13 points for Kyle Slake and 10 points for Dylan Starzl, rounding out the double-figure scorers for Northwest. For Graceland, they had two players in double figures. Jamal Lawson ends up with a total of 13 points, also 11 points for Isaiah Miller coming off the bench as two of the players in double figures for Graceland. Again, Northwest Missouri State with the win, 86-65. We'll be back to have more for you, including comments from Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back on our post-game. Northwest Missouri State with an 86-65 win over Graceland University, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, opening win of the season, they got some good things on the floor, still some things to work on, but that's really what the first game's all about here.
Yeah, I guess. You know, in the preseason games, you know, the only thing we did well outside of, you know, we competed and we rebounded. And, you know, that's kind of what needs to be our strength. And, you know, they came out and hit us in the mouth. And, you know, we kind of just backed into a corner and let them keep hitting us. And you know, that's what I'm disappointed in. You know, we just didn't. And, hey. You know, they played great, too. I mean, they competed. They got after it. Graceland did. And so a lot of it goes to them. But, you know, we got 6-0 boards. You know, we're probably just shoving people in the back instead of sweeping through and going and getting them. You know, their post player listed at 6'6". He's probably 6'3", maybe. And we couldn't get any O boards on him. You know, it's just, you know, we just got to get tougher. We got to get better because you're not going to be able to get away with that kind of performance in our league.
Strong performance again out of Alex Sullivan tonight.
Yeah, you know, he works at it. You know, he works at it. He gets in the gym. He probably shoots more shots than anyone on our team by far. And so, you know, that's the result of that.
And as you look at what you did today, too, you had some guys out at the guard spot. You had that which enabled some others to get out there and maybe get a few more minutes that they might not ordinarily have here today.
Yeah, and, you know, it was good to see Connor got out there for a little bit, and he played well. And you know, boy, we got to get tougher. I was disappointed in kind of our toughness stuff. But, you know, that's why you play these. You know, hopefully we'll get it corrected. You know, we will. And then we'll get D'Angelo back and Deshaun back and be at full strength. You know, that hurts a lot, too. And, you know, you don't have your extra driver in there where he can just make a play for you. You know, we were without him. And, and D'Angelo.
And now you've got a few days to prepare for the Hillier Classic down in St. Joseph, getting a Rockhurst on Friday.
Yeah, and they're going to be tough. You know, they play so hard. You know, there'll be a level up from this team, and you know, we're going to have our hands full. So, you know, we got to be able to compete and you know, do what we do well. You know, we just didn't do anything that we do well tonight, and so we'll fix it, though.
And is that what a game like this is all about, where you can maybe get out against somebody else and then take this back on film and show the team some of the things that they need to do here to get ready?
Yeah, you know, I think especially some of the toughness things, I think that's what is going to be glaring to them, because that's what we pride ourselves on. I don't know, we almost looked like we were kind of running in sand for a little bit. There was a five-minute stretch in the second half where I thought we were really into it defensively. Outside of that, you know, I just hadn't seen the same team. And you know, I don't know if it's just, you know, the nerves. And so, because we did this a little bit against Waldorf last year, if you recall. I think we were tied at half with Waldorf last year. This team's better than what Waldorf was, but, you know, and this happens. You know, I think Central was down like 14 points to Webster University, ended up winning by 3 or 4, and then, you know, obviously Truman got beat the other night by William Penn. And so, you know, these kind of games happen, especially if the other team comes out, slings in a few threes, competes.
Yeah, the good thing about it, you came away with a win out of this one, though.
Yeah, win's a win, and but, you know, hopefully we focus on the process and not the results of this, and we grow from it and get better.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Northwest with the win, 86-65 over Graceland. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena as we wrap things up after the first game of the regular season for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, 86-65 at the final score. Matt, before we sign off here, some of the big news today centers around the football team as well.
Yeah, it's the fourth seed for Northwest Missouri State in Super Region 3, so that means they get to host a first-round playoff game and match up against Harding, Harding University. I think there were a lot that thought maybe it was going to be a road trip down to Harding University, but Harding getting the fifth seed, so it'll be Northwest Missouri State and Harding at Bearcat Stadium in a noon kickoff next Saturday afternoon, and then the winner of that game will get to Minnesota State Mankato, who will have a first-round bye. being the top seed in this year's Super Region 3.
We'll have that broadcast on Saturday at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day prior to the noon kickoff. But we've got a lot more along the Bearcat Radio Network before we get to that point, starting off on Tuesday night with the Northwest Women.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, see if the women can make it two in a row to get the season started, to see if they can take a step forward. I think that's the big key, is not just winning basketball games, but improving each and every game. That's what the coaching staff is going to be looking for. They're going to take an approach to some different parts of the game that they see each game and try to improve upon, and they'll do that against Tabor on Tuesday.
6 o'clock tip-off, airtime 5:40 with the pregame show along the Bearcat Radio Network, and then we've got a lot coming up this weekend, the Winstead Reeves Classic here for the Northwest Women and for the Northwest Men, the Hillier Classic down in St. Joseph.
Yeah, so I love those classics because it's a good way to get a lot of basketball in a short period of time, and a lot of times you can see some pretty good competition. So that's one thing that those classics bring about, and then you mix in the football with all of that, and it just makes for great weekends for those who are fans of the Bearcats in green.
And for the Northwest men's basketball team, a few things to work on, as Coach McCollum talked about, but the important thing is you get off to a win to start the season and look ahead toward the weekend.
Well, that's what these games are for. I don't think there's ever been a team, even undefeated teams and national champions, that have played their best in game one. So that's the big key for these early games. That's why you play games before you get into conference play, so you can find those things out and get them ironed out, hopefully, before you do start playing conference opponents.
All right. Again, the final score, it was Northwest Missouri State 86 and Graceland 6. Thanks to everyone involved with the broadcast, Matt Gorder here at Bearcat Arena, and studio engineer Tara Roach. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Kempis Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.